Hey there, my DPC Story listeners. Marielle here. I'm thrilled to invite you to a game-changing event I'm hosting featuring Dr. Lauren Hetty. For the past decade, Dr. Lauren Hetty has been pioneering in direct primary care with her practice, Direct Doctors. She's kept her overhead to a mere 20% with zero staff, and now she's ready to share more of her strategies with you. That's right, folks. Dr. Hetty's practice has been booming, with four physicians joining her at her two locations. If you've ever wondered how to keep overhead low, streamline workflows without staff, and experience exponential growth, then this event is an absolute must. And here's the best part. Tickets are pay what you can. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to learn from one of the best in the biz. Reserve your spot now for our virtual Ask the Expert with Dr. Hetty, which will happen on April 30th. Get tickets on the events tab at mydpcstory.com and get ready to elevate your practice to new heights. Hey there, my DPC Story listeners. Today is Mother's Day, and this bonus episode is a special treat for all the mothers out there. Enjoy.
My name is Dr. Clodagh Ryan of Cara Direct Care. Being a mom in medicine is incredibly intense, and DPC is the only thing that lets me do both. I wouldn't say well, but at the same time, it's probably good enough, and it has allowed me to stay in medicine and be the mom I wanted to be. I had four kids in just over 6 years, and I started before residency, continued in residency, and then just kept going. I was getting through the early childhood years, started my practice the 10 days after my youngest started full day first grade. I wish I'd found it when they were little kids, because I feel like it would have been a really nice fit. I would say the biggest piece of advice I would have is to build it around your life, not the other way around. Patients will come and go, but your family is only here for a little while. And I've had to hold back somewhat in some of the growth potential. I've had to just slow down how fast I grow and start a wait list because my kids have needed me at times more than my practice has. But it has been a pleasure to be able to control that in the way that feels the best for me. And I think that is the most important thing that we're all looking for, is that balance, right? Just try to balance it, but put your priorities in order, what works for your life. This is to all you DPC women. If you're trying to juggle motherhood and being a DPC doc, and some of you may be trying to be mothers or have not been able to be a mom, or maybe just don't want to have that in your lives. We're all nurturers, no matter if we have children or not. Some of us have fur babies, and patients sometimes can see it. We can be maternal towards them. So please enjoy your day with your family, no matter what stage of DPC you are. Just remember that your family comes first. Set good, strong boundaries with your patients, because the best patients will be the ones who respect those boundaries. And you deserve to have a normal life as well. And that's what DPC is all about, setting those boundaries and actually having a life that feels meaningful. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
My name is Dr. Stephanie Arnold of Seven Hills Family Medicine in Richmond, Virginia, and I've been doing direct primary care for 7 months. Because I'm a DPC doctor and a mom, I get to show up late to work so I can hang out with my kids, stay home with them when they're sick, and build my whole schedule around their needs instead of my boss's needs. So my advice for other mothers who are thinking about direct primary care is there are already so many impossible things that you have already done. Nobody gets stuff done like a mom. Making this change now and making the leap is like guaranteeing control over your relationship with your kid for the rest of their life, and like being able to dictate the terms of that relationship instead of having someone else dictate your life for you. Happy Mother's Day for all of those who mother, wherever you may be and whomever you may mother. I hope you're having a great day.
Hi, my name is Catherine Agricola. I own All2Care Primary Medical Care, located in Hudson Valley, New York. I'm a mom of two kids, daughter age 7 and son age 4 months. Being a mom in DPC is so worth it because I'm more present in our kids' lives than I could ever be if employed. Because I'm a DPC mom, it means we have a pack and play for a 4-month-old at the office, as well as artwork in the hallway done by our 7-year-old who proudly taped it up to the wall. My advice to all the moms out there is to see direct care as an investment in your life as a whole, professionally and personally. As a mom, we know the value in investing in something meaningful. Happy Mother's Day. You are courageous. You got this.
Hi, my name is Haley Miller, and I own Mountain States Diabetes in Missoula, Montana. I am a mom of two kids who are 18 and 15 years old. Being a mom in DPC is by far and away the very best way to practice medicine because I control the schedule, meaning that I can be at every single one of my kids' events, be it big or small, and take care of the patients with the amount of time that I see fit. So motherhood and DPC are very similar in that both take a lot of work, but they're both incredibly worth it. So go get them. You can do it.
Hi, my name is Dr. Julie Gunther. I'm a family physician. I own Spark MD, a DPC practice in Boise, Idaho, open since 2014. I'm a mom of two, Sophia, who will turn 15 this weekend, and Grace, who is 17, almost 18. Being a mom is exhausting. I think even when you have a fully participatory partner, which I do, there's just a number of things that ultimately fall on the mom's shoulders. And some of those things take a lot of time. However, there's a lot about being an entrepreneur and being a physician that have been really exhausting in the last 9 years. But when I reflect on it, I do have to acknowledge that I have pretty infinite flexibility, particularly of the minute flexibility. And while I am not a super profound participant in the day-to-day activities of my family's life, I do make almost all the games. I make the big tournaments and I take tremendous liberties over the holidays and in the summertime. Most of the time I work in the summer, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I have a good team that supports me and I have patients that I've cultivated over time that understand. So I would empower all parents, but particularly moms new to DPC, to really own your schedule and cultivate a practice that supports you. You can not work Fridays, not work Mondays. You can stop texting. You can do a lot of things and still make a pretty good living and deliver great healthcare. So my advice to all the moms out there and actually all the women out there is that you just have to rise up and be a badass. So this is going to sound kind of heartless, but don't be a pansy. Stop feeling sorry for yourself if you are. Own your vision and know your worth. I feel very strongly that we have very different practices than many men do, and we have very different lives than our husbands or partners do. Again, I'm using normative gender expectations, but if you're the nurturer and the creator and the doer and the invite maker and the cake maker and the essay editor and all the things, being a mom is a lifelong commitment, but it's also really like a 20-year season of intensity. And then hopefully you've raised these amazing humans that go on and navigate their own life. So this window of time, while it feels like forever, is actually also short-lived. And I regret that I've dedicated so much time to the thing exactly right in front of me, which very often has been work or patients' needs. Patients will praise us and tell us they love us and they can't do anything without us. And really, frankly, they need to go get a counselor and we need to get some boundaries. We are exceptionally nurturing, most of us. And to that end, I would encourage all women to raise your rates, set limits on your time, and move forward and try really hard not to take things personally. If you have a partner that's not super supportive of you working or building a business or being a physician, I think that would be really hard. I think it's also super important to self-differentiate and set some boundaries with your partners, particularly if you've been together a really long time, because that's something that's going to sustain you long-term. So I guess my advice to that end is you don't have to be everything to everybody, but you might consider turning your life upside down a little bit and prioritizing your family first. And anyone who complains, bitches, has a problem with it, can go elsewhere. So hopefully that helps somebody and know your worth. Oh my goodness, ladies, charge double. Whatever you're charging now, charge double. It'll make your life better. Happy, happy Mother's Day. I hope you take some time for yourself. I hope it's lovely and warm and wonderful. And above all, I think the biggest thing you can do is just take a big breath and remember that you have a huge job right now, but the work you do as a mom hopefully will empower a wonderful life for you and your family.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Your calls for more content have not fallen on deaf ears. I am so excited to announce the My DPC Story Patreon community. Delve into exclusive full-length interviews with pioneers like Dr. Neeti Kapoor, our inaugural physician guest, and get further enlightening insights from our current season's doctors, starting with Dr. Harpreet Sui. Hear our guests share even more, from their worst days to their best days and everything in between. Get access to this treasure trove of conversations and more by joining our My DPC Story community now. Check out the link in the show notes or go to patreon.com/mydpcstoryfan. That's patreon.com/mydpcstoryfan.
I am Dr. Grace Torres Hodges, owner and founder of Torres Hodges Podiatry, a direct specialty care practice in Pensacola, Florida. I'm mom to Tim and Caitlin. Being a mom in DPC is not only empowering, but it's fulfilling because we have the control to be intentional with our time, not only for our professional lives, but for our personal lives. My advice to all you ladies this Mother's Day is, one, if you're ever wondering if you should go to that thing at your child's school tomorrow, don't think, just go. Remember, they are only that age for a limited time. And trust me, your patients will understand. And number two, don't forget to schedule date nights with your hubby, because after the kids are gone, it's just you and him again. Don't be a stranger. To all you beautiful moms out there who happen to be direct care doctors as well, have a wonderful and happy Mother's Day.
Hi, my name is Rachel Langley. I work at Pine Ridge Family Medicine in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I am a mom of 5 kids. Monica, who's about to turn 13, Mary, who's 10, Teresa, who's 8, John Paul, who's 4, and Thomas, who is 16 months. Being a mom in DPC is energizing because when I get home from work, I'm not so burnt out and exhausted that I just want to veg out to Netflix and hardly even interact with them. I still have energy to tell them about how my day was and share some stories from what happened and what it was like and what I felt, and try to show the example of how I hope they come home from their days and share with me about how they felt and what happened to them. I've also been able to take my littlest one to work with me. He's 16 months now and a little bit too mobile, but especially when I was only working half days on Fridays, he would come along, I would give dad a break, and the patients, I would sit in with patients, didn't do any big exams or procedures, but every patient gave me positive feedback about the fact that I had a little baby strapped to my chest, dozing off as I was typing away and discussing their issues with them during our appointments. Even patients that I really thought were going to have a problem with me having a baby in the room, they were actually the ones who were even more so vocal about how wonderful it was to see. My advice to all the moms out there is to not rely on social media for your support group, for your community. I am a La Leche League leader, and having been in the military, I would start a new La Leche League group every single place that we moved to. And those, every single time, ended up being my closest friends. Those were my fellow moms who really enjoyed being with their kids and who were doing outrageous things like breastfeeding into toddlerhood. And we ended up having other things in common too. And those are the ones that I keep most in touch with now that I've moved on through the military and finally settled down in Colorado Springs. But I'm trying to establish a new La Leche League group in this day and age after COVID. I think a lot of, especially new moms, are relying entirely on their Facebook groups and TikTok videos to feel like they're connected to people. And I don't think that's working well. I think that actually being in the presence of other moms and hearing their ideas of things that are working for them and their difficulties of their life and hearing from a whole bunch of different perspectives of things that might work, that's really the best way to get a large number of ideas of things that you could try in your family and see what works and what doesn't. Happy Mother's Day. Try to get outside today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Lola Ashaye. I'm a family medicine and lifestyle medicine physician and owner of In Touch Primary Care in the Sugarland, Texas, Houston suburb area. And I've been practicing for 3 years there. Because I'm a DPC physician, I've been able to pick up my children from school pretty much every day. And it's an honor, a joy, and it's been awesome to be able to sit with them in the car and talk about their day. And so I'm really happy that I'm able to do that every day. So one thing I'll mention for people, any doctor out there that has a DPC or planning to open a DPC, is don't give up your priorities. Like, you can have a DPC. It doesn't have to look like any other person's DPC. Just be true to yourself. If there's something that you want, you can build your DPC exactly how you want it. It doesn't have to be how another person's DPC is. And you can call it whatever you want. I think that's the important thing. Your DPC can be unique and fit your own unique personality, your own unique hours. You can create whatever type of practice you want. It's your practice. Make it yours. Enjoy being a doctor and enjoy being a mom. Mothers with young children, it's possible to do both. And I think that's where putting boundaries in place is important. And that might change over time. When they're younger, you may have a little less time. But as they get older, you start to have more time. And then you can adjust as time goes on. But I think cherish every moment. And when you look back, you're filled with joy. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Christina Gonzalez of Hope Family Medicine DPC in El Dorado, Kansas. I am mama to two young kiddos and bonus mama to a bunch more. Being a mom in DPC is really not like anything else. It is so much more flexible, yet there's, of course, so many challenges that go along with it. It's never easy to be a working mom and have kids at home, but for sure, it is so much better than life as a fee-for-service mama. The second point that I really thought was valuable to make, the first one being to be here now, be present where you are. The second one being figure out what is important to you and focus on those things. So this may be stuff that you have to do, and it may be stuff that you love to do, the things that make life joyful. And then there's so many other things that we can fill up our time with that we feel obligated to do, or we just catch ourselves doing, that we don't even realize how much time it sucks out of our day. There's going to be some things that we have to do that we don't love doing. Accounting, for example, or bookkeeping, or grocery shopping. But maybe grocery shopping is something that you can have your partner do. Or maybe it's something that you can use like a service so that you don't actually have to go to the grocery store. I personally love to go grocery shopping, so that's totally not something that I would eliminate from my life. It's like a little vacation every time I go shopping, and I imagine all the amazing things that I'll cook in all my time that I have after work, which of course doesn't happen. But really, that's really what it is. Figure out the things that matter to you, the things that you love, and do those things. And the things that you don't love, figure out if you can either eliminate them from your life or have somebody else do them, or figure out a smoother way to do it. Now, that sounds all fine and dandy. You could have whole lecture series on how to make that happen. But really, yeah, just the second point that I would make is figure out what matters and focus on those things. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. You've got this.
Hi, my name is Krista Springston, and I own Health Springs Direct in Peachtree City, Georgia. I'm a mom of two kids, Jack, who is 12 years old, and Sam, who is 10. Being a mom in direct primary care is amazing because I'm able to be there for my kids a whole lot more than I was when I was working in the traditional fee-for-service practice. I am able to set my own hours, and I'm able to go to the kids' events that are the important ones at school, like the end of school parties are coming up. I'm able to schedule time off to go to that. And then I really love it randomly when patients cancel and I've got a spare hour to head up and meet them for lunch in the cafeteria. Those are things I wasn't allowed or able to do in the traditional fee-for-service practice. Even though my former fee-for-service practice was directly next door to the elementary school. What it's done for me as a mother to open up my own practice, I think it's also set a really great example for them to see what I've created, that I am able to start this practice and open this practice, and the hard work that I've put into it is seen in the fruits of the patients that I take care of. When we're in the grocery store and the kids are tagging along behind me and a patient walks up to me and talks to them directly and says, I love what your mom has done for me to help this particular health issue, they can see that the days that I am working late or that I do have to take a phone call here and there are not for naught. They support me in being able to take care of the people in our community. I also like having the practice because I can put them to work and they can learn a little bit more work ethic, that this is a family affair with this office and the practice, and they get to shred documents, they get to sweep the floor, they get to take out the trash, and even modeling for the pictures for Facebook. So it's nice to give them a job to earn the little paycheck that they have coming from the practice. I started thinking about DPC when COVID hit and the schools were not entirely sure what was going to happen to their education and in-person learning. Georgia in particular actually didn't have very long to stay at home, but still it was stressful to figure out where to put my kids or how to arrange childcare when the schools were not sure if they were even going to be in session or not. I had them several times at work with me and you could hear them running around upstairs, and that was super stressful. Now they're a little bit older, so I'm happy to have them at work. And even if they were little, the patients for direct primary care, they're your family, so they understand when you have to wear the baby around because they're not feeling so good, or they understand when you have a crib in your office. I totally could have done that with the patients I have now in direct primary care. My advice to all moms out there is to jump in the DPC pool right now. The water is warm, and it is amazing to not be burned out in your job and have the stress that being a mother entails as well. It's amazing that I can control my schedule and I have the ability to say, no, I'm not taking any more patients. I need to be there for my kids in this day and time or this era that they have going on. Or if it's the summertime, I'm going to hold off taking patients so I can spend more time with them while they're at home for the summer. I love that it has made me so much happier in my home life, in my marriage, but especially as a mother. And I wish all of the DPC mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day, and especially the ones even thinking about DPC. Come on in. Let's help us each other. That's what moms do. It takes a village, and we can take care of you. We can take care of the kids, and we can take care of our patients together. Happy Mother's Day from Health Springs Direct and Dr. Krista Springsteen in Peachtree City.
Hi, my name is Aaliyah Gupta. I own Family First Direct Primary Care in Hinsdale, Illinois, and I am a mom of two kids who are ages 14 and 17. Being a mom in DPC is amazing because you can truly put your kids first in your life. My advice to all the moms in DPC out there is to involve your kids in everything you're doing with your practice. They will watch you and see you putting so much time into your practice. And if they understand your passion, if they understand what you're doing, they are far more able to support you and not mind when you have to get pulled away for work. My kids have been involved with my business. I let them come to the office. I let them help out with different things. They've heard me pitch DPC multiple times. And at this point, they can actually explain everything about direct primary care on their own to a stranger. My other piece of advice is also to set boundaries and start setting them early, because opening a small business and running a practice quickly takes up all of your time, and you may find yourself working in the evenings, working on the weekends, and that's where resentment comes in. And so learning to separate and have a hard stop and cut off gives your mind time to refresh and also lets you be more present to your kids, because the last thing you want is that this new endeavor that you're going into and you're so happy about is something that causes friction in the family. Happy Mother's Day, and remember that DPC gives you the chance to truly put your family first and your children first, because no longer do you have to panic when you've got a full day of patients or a schedule filled and something happens with your children and you think you're going to have to miss it because you would have to cancel clinic or rearrange, it's your practice, so you can do whatever the heck you want and take advantage of that to be there for everything, go to everything, because the years pass quickly and before you know it, 18 years is gone and your kids are out of your house and you won't have that chance again.
And one last message from me, Marielle Conception, your host. I'm mom to Asher, who's 5, and Nolan, who's 2. Before our boys were born, my husband and I were intentional about choosing a path that allowed one of us to always be at home because we were in a job share. Still, working in fee-for-service did not allow us to live the life we envisioned. That is very clear for all of you who have been listening from the beginning. And because of DPC, I am able to be more intentional about my life now, which includes my practice and also the things I love to do unrelated to clinical medicine, including this podcast. My advice to those mothers out there is to remember to take care of yourself. Without taking care of yourself first and without being intentional about what you do, it can make losing yourself to kids, to work, to life more likely. I feel that by being physicians and having our jobs revolve around taking care of others, it can be very easy before our careers even begin to lose sight of how to take care of ourselves. Throw mothering into that mix and the challenge to take care of ourselves becomes even greater. But know that today is a new day. Take yesterday and learn from it to have a better tomorrow. And remember, to the world, you are a mother, but to your family, you are the world. Happy Mother's Day.